Selected you to polytechnic. Said, oh, wow, God is happy with this fornication. You don't know. He's not happy. He's not happy. But you see what? He's so good. God is so good. You continue with that life, grace period comes to an end. In those days, you couldn't study the Bible. You could just go there that the Lord will speak to me when I'm in front. You just talk like this. Our God will drop a revelation. I will drop a revelation in a time. And a revelation could come. After some time, you wonder no revelation. You begin to seek God. In those days when you lift your hands like this, you will feel the power, the glory. You lift your hands like this, you feel like, you feel your hands. You don't feel anything. How many understand what I'm talking about? You pray for 30 minutes. In those days, 10 minutes was enough for heaven to show up. This time around, 30 minutes, it's like there's a ceiling on your head. You try shaka, rabba, set. Then you think maybe God, maybe you have sinned. You begin to repent. Nothing happens. Oh, forgive me. The sins I did when I was 3 years old, nothing happens. Because now, God wants you to work out your salvation. To work out your salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Father. So the first stage in your walk with the Lord, most of the things are easy. They are easy. But then the second stage, God wants you to mature, because you cannot remain a baby forever. Just said, I will call the man of God. You call the man of God, something happens. This time around, after the man of God prays, nothing happens. God wants you to fast. You should learn fasting. You should learn giving. Money was coming without you even sowing a seed. You don't even know what it means to sow a seed. All what you know is to eat the seed. God said, I will teach you. You should mature. So first stage, sometimes God will stop, will come out, will get out of the picture, because you are stubborn, rebellious. You don't want to do his word. Like God ran away from Saul, King Saul, because he was disobedient. That doesn't mean other people will not be hearing God. You can stay in this service and go out with nothing when others are being blessed, because God has stopped speaking to your life. Hallelujah. The second way is like the same, but I've just separated it by the choice. Is sin. Like there, it was because of his sons. His sons were stealing in the house of God. When people bring offerings, they were stealing. And he was not doing anything. And God was not happy with him. And then he stopped speaking to him. That's why when God came, he didn't speak to him. He went straight to Samuel. He went straight to Samuel. Not to Eli. Sin. Separate you from God. It separates. God fails to reach you, because you are living a sinful life. You have chosen that to be your life. Hallelujah. So if God is speaking to you, sometimes it does not mean you are in the right stand with him, but he's pursuing you that you should change. You go to this place, another church, you discover God, the message is still the same. You go to this place, the message is still the same. Just, you know, this is a serious matter with God for your life. Over your life, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. I will handle two issues, then I will begin to tackle questions. Amen. Are you ready? Good. When is the right time one ought to be in a relationship? Nobody asked me, but I'm answering, but I'll answer it in a teaching. Hallelujah. When is the right time? Now, there is no beauty to anything done outside God's time for you. Anything that you do in life, but you are doing it out of God's time, lacks the beauty of God. You see, we can all be doing the same thing. But you should understand, though we are doing the same thing, you will discover that other people can be doing the same things, but without the glory of God. Are we together? There is no glory of God in whatever they are doing. Because God is not in it. God is not in it. Anything done outside God's calendar will never lack the blessing of God. Will never have the grace of God. And let me tell you, when God denies himself in your project, you do it with toiling. You do it with sweat. It becomes difficult. Do you know you can have results without the grace of God? Yeah. But you see, the results that you get without his grace, let me tell you something. They will never be compared when it's God involved. When God is involved. There are services that we do here because God has said, do this for me. And you see what? We don't even labor or toil. Every service that I do, most of the times, it's because God has spoken to me. I will never lack the revelation for that service. If you don't know, Thursday I was preaching here with this topic. Friday in the morning, I was at this Wes hospital with this topic. Yesterday I was here with my another topic. Today this morning with this topic. 2 o'clock, I'm ministering at Luinga, another topic. Tomorrow Sunday in the morning, another topic. In the afternoon, another topic. But you see what? I'm not toiling. This enough grace, because it's time. Say with me, it's time. Anything that you do outside God's calendar, brother, it lacks the grace of God. It lacks the grace of God. You're pushing matters. When you do, you enter into a relationship. When it's not the right time, you see, instead of you enjoying it, you don't enjoy it. Relationship, or that brother becomes the prayer item. You appear before the Father. You say, God, talk to him. Talk to him. You can't say amen because you know I'm talking to you. Some of you. Father, talk to him. Talk to him. Let him change. Talk to her. No. I was helping a young man from Polytechnic. He's in first year. And then his girlfriend is in Form 2 or Form 3, I think. They said, sir, you should be mentoring us. I said, what? He said, relationship. He said, I want to create a special WhatsApp. You, me, and my girlfriend. And I said, no, I can't do that. Then after some time, he started to tell me issues after issues. That today, this is a screenshot. This is what she has said. Don't think about me. Do your business. What's about this and that?
said, I can't start this, sir. I can't start. I'm confused. What should I do? I'm confused, sir. Please help me. I said, I told you right in the beginning, you are not ready for relationship, and she's not ready in relationship. Thank God she has ended the relationship, and do not go to negotiate. Anything done outside God's calendar lacks the beauty. It becomes a burden. Mugati tuonane, amabwela, akamabwela, akubisa, safuna swa tu swa mone. Okay. It's no time. It's no time. It lacks the blessing of God. And even people, they don't accept it. Because if God accepts it, even people here, they will welcome it. They will say, this is the right thing. Hallelujah. Praise the name of God when it's time. And you will discern the right time. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11. The Bible says, he has made everything, say with me, everything, beautiful in what? His time. So the beauty is in God's time. God's time. Now, there are two times in life that I want you to understand. The first one is God's time. The second one is man's time. Say with me, God's time. Man's time. Now, the beauty is in God's what? Time. Not man's time. God's time. Not man's time. Go with me to the book of John, chapter 7. Verse 3. His brethren therefore said unto him, Jesus, depart hence and go unto Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou dost. For there is no man that does anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world. A lie. That if you are doing things and you want people to know you, then you have to go out into the world. No, there are times God will never want you to be known to the whole world. He will hide you. Are you getting what I'm telling you? He will hide you. Some of us, it's not the devil stopping our progress. It's God. He's keeping us. You are pushing yourself, all the strategies to be known. No. It's not yet time. His own brothers. This is, sir, you are doing so much in secret. They are telling us Jesus was doing miracles at his house. I told the church, there were moments Jesus could pray for food to come on the table. His mother shows up without, is disappointed. Said, what? What is it, mom? Said, there's no food. He said, don't worry. Sit down there. He says, pork. It's there on the table. Rice, garlic, boom, it's there. And they begin to eat. And he begins to tell his brothers, you know, I am special. You know, that one is not my biological father. If you don't know, he's not my biological father. I came from heaven. says, no, no, sir. Look at your nose. You look like daddy. You look like Joseph. But if you read the other scriptures, they said so because even his brother couldn't believe in him. You meet people in this life, they said, if you really do miracles, go to the mortuary. Raise the dead. Go and they are not saying that out of faith. They are saying that out of disbelief. They don't believe in the things of the Spirit. Even if you go there and raise the dead, they will say, no, go again to the grave. Raise those that died 70 years ago. It's not a way of encouraging you. It's a way of discouraging you. And if something wrong happens to you, you are in trouble. He said, go and show yourself, sir. Let people know you. If you think there's a gift inside you, why nobody knows you? Why nobody wants to walk with you? Am I talking to somebody here? Hallelujah. Then he answers in verse 5. Verse 6 rather. Then Jesus said unto them, my time is not yet what? Come. But your time is always what? Ready. Says, there's my time. My time there is my time with God is not yet come. You guys, you can do anything at any time. You are different from free-range chickens. You know those chickens? They eat whatever they want. They choose when to get inside. You are different. Say with me, I am different. The calendar of your events is determined by God in heaven. He is the one that decides when you should be in a relationship. He will decide when you should get married. He will also decide when you should have children. He will decide when you should be driving. He will also decide so many things about your life. That's the case with you. And you meet people, they will look at you because to people, they define event. They want events to come because of the physical things that are happening. They will say, you are 25. Why are you not married? You are 27. Why are you single? You have a car. You have a house. There is also a chair in your house. Why are you abusing yourself? Find somebody. And you come in the church. You are not even listening. You are just looking here. Ah, yeah, that's true. Oh, sister. Ah, oh, sister Jane. Ah, oh, no, 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 no. Sister. Ah, oh, sister. Jimwemwe. Ah, oh, no, 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 no. That one. You are busy trying to Google everyone. You don't even feel it's time. But because people have told it's your time. There are some of us, we are not even living our own life. People tell us what to do. They tell us what to do. They will tell you need a tall person, a short one. You need a very educated person. You need somebody from Chitiba. And when everybody says, sister, stop, you say, where are you coming from? When they say Kalonga, no, no. Which part of Kalonga? Is it closer to Chitiba or not to Chitiba? You are just flesh and blood. Hallelujah. You get what I'm telling you? So man's time awaits physical signs, e.g., age, money, or fame. No, you are famous now. You can get one. You have money now. you can get one. You are 27? No, you can handle one. Do you know there are people today that have got money, but they are failing to live well in a relationship? There are people today, they are 42, but they are children in relationship. Mamudi, amango tika kukweta, kutika kukweta, kutika kukweta. 45, koma katanyanyale, ngati kanda. Tiku lose limata, osa yanka phone. Amaza zulu after 2 months. Teme jesitinandi kuza ineyo, chakuti. You rushed. It was not the right time. Amen. God's time is determined. It's not determined by earthly signs. We live in the world where people judge issues from physical perspective. Hallelujah. So what is the right time? Go to Genesis chapter 2 verse 18. Genesis 2 verse 18. Are you here? Are you learning something? Shake your neighbor. Are you learning something? No, you are not shaking your neighbor. Shake your neighbor. Yeah. Hallelujah. If you feel weak, let me encourage you. Hallelujah. Let me encourage you. If you want to know that you are growing in the spirit, see how much is your flesh is subject to your spirit. Check how much your flesh is subject to your spirit. If your flesh is failing to submit to your spiritual man, then we need to have a very big work. Train your flesh to obey your spiritual man. Because the spiritual person inside you wants to hear the word of God. But the physical man is tired. I learned this when I was very, very young. And I made sure that the flesh should be subject to the spiritual man. Tupili sama uze zimu wago kuti gona. Zuka. Zimu wago uzuza tupi zojida. Because tupila kwa lika mauza zimu wago zojida, nde kuti you are led by the flesh. Amen. Hallelujah. So push, talk to your body that I am stronger than you. Hallelujah. Amen. No, you didn't tell your body. Say, I am stronger than you. In Jesus' name. Especially you are a brother and you are sleeping. Then you are very... You don't even need to be in a relationship. Because you were supposed to be a bit stronger. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Father. I'm training you. And tomorrow 7 o'clock we are climbing the mountain. Say amen. Hallelujah. A spiritual mountain. I wanted you to smile a little bit. We'll be having these meetings here and there. So if you are a sister, you are sitting closer to a brother, and you see him sleeping, just tell him you are disqualified. And if you're a brother, you see a sister sleeping, tell her that you are not ready to be the helper. How do you help if you have sleeping sickness? You can't help. You'll be sleeping. Every sister should be strong in the Lord. Strong in the Lord. You can stand and pray. You can stand and be awake. Yeah. Subject the flesh to your spiritual man. Subject it. I have trained it myself, even my busa. I trained her in that way. We drive sometimes from Blantyre at 9 o'clock from a meeting. We arrive here 5 o'clock. We sleep 1 hour and we come in the service and preach. And come again the second service and preach. And sleep 11 o'clock in the night. Hallelujah. Praise God. So don't be too weak. I'm helping some of you here. Especially some of you, you want to lead the people. The reason why you are sitting down there is because God is training you. And you can't lead the people something that was also defeating you into something that you couldn't master it. You will never punish something that you haven't punished in your life. You have to punish it in your life, then you punish other people. In other people. Your obedience helps you to punish other people's disobedience. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Be like Brother Silver. If one person that is can marry, you are number one. Hallelujah. Not now, of course. Amen. You can produce cards for him. Genesis 2 verse 18. If you are there, say amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, and the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be what? Alone. I'll make him an helpmeet for him. At this time, Adam had stayed for a good period of time in the garden. And that's when God came. After some time, he said, hey, it's not good for a man. He never said for Adam. He said for a man to be alone. So Adam, at this point of time, was a man, not a boy. Boys are not supposed to get into relationship. Girls are not supposed to be into a relationship. Until you become a man, say with me, a man. A man is somebody who is matured. You are matured. You are matured enough that you can handle another person in your life. Because relationship, love is a responsibility. It's not just about romance. It's a responsibility. You get into a relationship today, they will tell you about their grandmother, they will tell you issues about their uncle, they will tell you about witchcraft in their village. How many understand what I'm talking about? You think you'll be talking about love alone? No, you do that for the first 2 weeks. The other weeks they'll tell you fees, the basale, this and that. You discover there's so much you are supposed to handle. And if you're not matured enough, relationship will be a stumbling stone for your life instead of it being a stepping stone for your life. Mature first. When you mature, you reach at that level where you become alone. Say with me, alone. It's a step that is very important. An indication that you can handle another person. You can be in a relationship when you are alone, not when you are lonely. Alone and being lonely are two different things. there are some people that have entered into a relationship because they were lonely. Now, let me differentiate the two. Are you ready? Number one, hallelujah. Number one, loneliness comes with a sense of emptiness. These are the things the Spirit of God ministered to me yesterday. Loneliness comes with a sense of emptiness. And it's a wrong sign. It's a bad sign. Emptiness is when you feel like ukupelewera. Ukusoweka chine chake mmoyo mwako. How many understand what I'm talking about? Ukupelewera, ukusowa chine chake. Ndio makala kufufuza, chine chake utichipezeke. Because poweka, suku kwa nila. It's a wrong sign. Most of the times, people feel lonely because their relationship has come to an end. So they just want somebody to fill a place. Anyone, as long as he's a brother, as long as he's a sister, can text them on WhatsApp, I love you. It's okay. It doesn't matter his spiritual background. It doesn't matter whether she speaks in tongues. It doesn't matter his history. As long as you feel that emptiness, they are okay. They just want a company. You just want a company that people should say, there is a brother. You don't care who is that brother. You say, I'll bring him before the pastor. I'll bring him to Fountain of Victory. And the word will change him. If you feel like that, do not get into a relationship. Because that emptiness is just for a time. You are just being emotional. And people end up getting into a relationship with him, the friend of the old guy. This emptiness. Sina ngajima kajat. Doma muimbida wina ujadu. Ah, hey, did you pana bano saku sinda maganizwa? The brother of Jamal says, ah, Jam Kurana. What is she my food when you went in the jan? Then my beside the member will visit son. Ah. Then I just saw nice, would you guess a broken relationship? You are also coming from a broken relationship. Mumata, I fail. That was some of my food and be. Tendere remorse. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. Singleness comes with the sense of fullness, while loneliness comes with the sense of emptiness. When you feel like you don't need a sister, because you feel like everything is okay with you, at least you are better off, it means you are single. You don't need a brother. Reach that level. Because at this level, you have 2 weeks of prayer, 1 week of prayer. But when you are lonely, you answer at the very minute when the brother said, I want you. It's okay. Yes. Yes. You don't want even to think. Because you feel like if you take 1 hour, you will go to another person. Number two, loneliness. Let me read it the way I wrote it. Loneliness looks for dependency, while singleness looks for independence. Loneliness is because You feel you can't handle life alone. When God was coming to Adam and said, Adam, the man should have a wife. You don't hear that Adam was crying in the mountain. Oh, give me, oh Lord, give me, oh, I'll die. I read a particular post. A post said, Lord, give me a wife or I'll die. What for? 7 days, sisters, kutengana twatatu in the mountain to trust God for a brother. Let me tell you, kamabwela kupilomeyo kujakungola mchechumango yanga na brother ameada ndiyankule after service and with you. Because that's what has occupied your life. Reach that level where whether he's there or whether she's not there, you are okay with your life. You're okay with your life. Dependence ndi ukambayo ndiya kuti ulibe ndalama ndiya ufuna mamuna kuti azikuthandiza ndalama. The relationship sikupitira chikonti ukufuna ndalama. Ndinkani umayamba kuyangana zinthu zolakwika. How many are understanding with you? You understand it? Umayamba kuyangana zinthu zolakwika. Ndi mavuto angawo kumudzi ankulu zigwira ndi mmene alili brother. Ndinkani first month. But we sakali budget, sir, disease. I'm not trying to say you don't help one another in a relationship. You're getting me, isn't it? Yeah. But I want you to know, is you don't have, because love is about giving, not receiving. Enter into a relationship to give out something. Say with me, giving out something. In other words, do not enter into a relationship if you don't have anything to give. Or start a relationship in order to trust God so that you should find something that you should be giving one another. No. Trust God. Give me something. Then I should be in a relationship. Because love is not cheap. How many of you are in love? Not hallelujah. You are in love. Sir, lift your hand. You are in love. Hallelujah. Is love cheap? It's not. If you think it's cheap, then you're not loving your friend. You can't, from January, you continue just, I love you. February, I love you. March, I love you. April, I love you. Sir, you have said it enough. Love is not in what you are just saying. Love is in giving. When are you going to buy Brazilian? Some brothers here, they don't even know that there's a Brazilian. They think it's a high heel shoe. No. It's a mesh. I don't know. Their hairs. Hallelujah. So if you are struggling and you enter into a relationship, you don't want the sister to say, tomorrow is my birthday. They said, oh my God. Oh my God. You see, you end up taking loans. You see, Antrina numaro ngongole, kuma inusudi makunda ngongole. Kuma munaro muzin, tuntawi sanatani, isanagwane. There's a freedom to be alone, my brothers and sisters. Amen. There's so much freedom. Some of you don't want to say amen, but you know what I'm talking about. Say amen.
Amen.
There's so much freedom. And then when they say, please, sir, I want peace, I say, no, that's a demon. No, it's not a demon. It's not a demon. It's part of love. It's part of what? Love.
Oh, yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's why I never wanted to be in a relationship when I was at college. I wanted to finish and have my money. Actually, when I entered into a relationship, actually, I didn't know more about my wife. I didn't even know more. I just knew that she loves God. She's very beautiful. She has got a good spirit. When now we were serious with the relationship, we started the relationship, then I went to see her mom and they said, hey, you have to see the big man. Introduce yourself better. That's when I discovered that they were a little bit better than me financially. Yeah? By that time, the father was a minister. I don't even have a car. I don't even have a fridge. I don't even have a bed. I was living in a house fully furnished. By the hospital I was working. In a good location, of course. By that time I was receiving salary. The first questions the man asked me, what do you do? I'm trusting God. Tell me, if you're a father, you want somebody to tell you I'm trusting God? Answer me, you are a parent. You want the brother to say I'm trusting God?
No.
No, yai wapupuluma. Tadeka. I was in a Santa de Kani. Hallelujah. Are we together? Yes. Kudega. He said, what do you do? That I'm a research clinician. I'm working with Wellcome Trust. Oh, okay. But I never wonder, yeah. Serious? Okay. Kunyumba chanchan zinabwila later. Come, I wanted to be sure. Where are you staying? I said, Mount Pleasant. I said, all right. Minanya mugandi driver. But discovered. I don't want to make any more car.
Oh yes. Amen.
I want to be sure who is taking my daughter. Hallelujah. We reached at the gate and another amount of burden team. I said, fine, thank you, sir. Take care of my daughter. I said, hey, I will do that, sir.
Amen.
From that time I've made sure my wife looks beautiful. She doesn't degrade. Not only because of prayers.
Money.
Yeah. Serious. Money. But you see, if you don't have money, you want a brother. Because you're looking for dependence. You want support. And when you let a brother find you when you have the car already. You have a house already. Brothers, you don't have to attend daily. You must have a chit on the limbic here. Now, also, said brother, you are the head of the house. Are you understanding me? You don't know in Napoli. Yeah. Yeah, you also come back as the end. Duguze ni my brother, or a sister, you know, I'm going to get my verses. Chifoku mwen bili yama verses, sadu. Ugada, you know, stinga kwa nise ubida kujaronda. It's okay. Bola mbuye, akudia mkuka. Abanga zmezo for the next 3 months, 5 months. Kena ku amaza kuzani kuti kodi fevuto latu ndijani kuti chosa kajera ku sandbed mulungu wake ndio
Mesa ndiye mweyo amene akuwama ngisa anthu ena zikajewa amenewo. Ndio mayamba kusaka mavesi. This is some Bible that siyani akusa. Let's be real. Are you here, brothers? I want all these sisters to be married in this house. Koma sakukane ni because you don't have money. That's why you don't have to be missing the rising on top services. Am I saying it? You should have everything? No. Have something that you are doing. You may not have millions. Life is in phases. And men are in sizes. But every man grows. You can see that there is a heart for this person to grow. He's doing something. Before I went to college, immediately after, actually when I was at college, I owned a tax shop. I was making 20 to 40,000 in a day. Was I not a man enough to support a sister? Even the work of God. Yeah. Before that, I was working 5 a.m. to teach people part-time. From 6 up to 7. After that, half 7, I'm at another place. 3 o'clock, I'm done. 4 o'clock, I'm starting another class. Then 7 o'clock, I take supper. 8 o'clock, I start another one. Up to 9:30, then I'll sleep, wake up 4 a.m. That's how I used to wake. To beg, I am ashamed.
Amen.
So your sister don't even also be lazy. Trusting that you'll be rescued by a brother. No. The Bible says a vicious woman goes out early in the morning. He makes sure that the man is well known in the society. In other words, she's a well-to-do lady. In this church, in this ministry, every one of you will rise on top even in finances.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mm. Ndiyo kuti ngati tosefe titakhani ndalama. Ndiyo chintu chomulolera munthu. Sika ndalama. Paka zinthu zofunikira. Zimene nditakuuzeni later. Because all of you, Zandramas Madusa, for your information, you don't marry a doctor. You marry a husband. You don't marry an engineer. You marry a husband. You get married to a wife. You get married to a husband. Some of us, we are looking for an accountant to account which money. No, are you an accountant? Are you an engineer? You see, there are people, they wanted a profession instead of looking for a life partner. And they end up disappointed. Frustrated. Because they thought if you are a doctor, then you automatically a husband. You are marrying a profession. No wonder. You will always be at the hospital when you are busy at the house. And then you begin to complain. No, you wanted a doctor. You wanted a mechanic. You were supposed to ask God for a husband. Am I confusing you? Okay. Are you learning? Loneliness. Is an expression of desperation, while singleness is the manifestation of is the other way. Loneliness has to do with
You are desperate. Desperate. But when you are single, you are sober. And you make decisions properly. You are desperate. Desperation is very bad. Praise the name of the Father. So the right time when you should get into a relationship is when you are single. When you are single, it means you are matured. You know what you want. You know what you carry. You are satisfied as an individual. You are enjoying life. You are not entering into a relationship because you are in trouble. But now relationship is a blessing to God, from God. Are you getting me? Are you sure you are getting me? Get into a relationship that time. Before you enter into a relationship, these are few things that you should understand. Have a perfect understanding of the call of God on your life. Have a perfect understanding of the call of God on your life. Your calling speaks of your core purpose of your existence. Core purpose of your existence. The call of God on your life speaks of the core, main purpose of your existence. Do not rush to enter into a relationship when you haven't fully discovered the divine assignment of God for your life. Are you getting what I'm telling you? Because the divine assignment of your life defines who should be your partner. I'm helping somebody here who is asking who should be the right partner. These are the things you should consider. Number one, what is your calling? Because the call of God for your life defines so many things, determines so many things. The calling of God. The calling of God. I knew I am a pastor before I was called a pastor. I knew that. And because of that, I was looking not just a woman. I was looking for my bosom. I needed a humble lady. I needed a prayerful person. Not only the person who can cook. There are times we stay 2 weeks without breakfast because we don't have time to eat breakfast. Some of you that wants to be my bosom, those are some tips. If you want to win an altar, I would be bamboo, saku manjaza ujazanga. Mwina ugenza kuti mwina ni maega mankwara. Tati iwe, mese utabwe na kuza uti festinja kwa mbili. Ndia waka busy, mama ono liso yika breakfast. Enungu dusa. Breakfast, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, mwezi utatata andu kubita. Anga kare wife uyu. Wife waini, uyu uyu. Sae kwa nisa njitu. Aona ngari nkaza. A busy guy got my sausage very much. But he sent it to my Zion church and then go do it. Ah! You're not loving me! No. Unabanga neglect the call of God. Unabanga neglect that. The calling of God determines who should be your partner. Number two, You have to know the calling of God. The discovery of your calling also helps you to discover your identity. So number two is your identity. Zimaenda limoni. The call of God imaguza, so who are you before God? Who are you before God? Who are you? Ask your friend, who are you? Actually, if you don't know who you are, you will never know who should be your partner. Because your partner is not very far away from you. Do you know a man, a woman came out of a man? Understand me clearly. When God wanted to make a woman, he didn't go back to the soil. He went and gave Adam anesthesia, and he slept and opened his body, took one rib. From that rib, he made a woman. So a woman came out of a man. So my wife will never be, you are not the one who will tell me my wife. I am the one who will know my wife. Because my wife came out of me. Are you getting me? So if I don't know myself, I'll find the wrong person. Because my wife is part of my life. Is part of my life. Are you getting what I'm telling you? What I'm telling you is deep. It will help so many of you. Jinkani, if you don't know yourself, you will know who should be accommodated in your life. It's a principle. Your wife is not different from you. Because it comes out of you. That's why it becomes easy for you to love the person. Because you can't hate your own hand. You can't hate your own lungs. You take care of them. Ndekuti iwe nkazi kuti uziwe mwamuna wako uye nesa uziziwe bwino mwino. Umaziona, umaiona place yako in the man. You see yourself in maluanga ndiyo. Dinkana meyo jagabwira mata kukukazika basi. Agu matama. Ah, ungani yungwe yote ino. Unizo ni the man of God. Aguzi wewe. Is part of you. And that aguza yojita. Osa obasu. Simu kulimbiki la mpeo. Nanga ni help batu. Help ama kana ni help. So help ata ukaso wa mpambu kubosa iwewe. Nanga help ikaka ya ingono. Nda kutandiza. Azi ngombea chabwino. Mafuna cha sex hati ya ntipange. Si nanga ndino achiguli hati ya ntipange. Zose mazua ndini. Hati ya ntisakabe mpea. Zona ndi bambu ndino anzeno. Dinkani, are you here, my sisters? Because I have ever shared this to some of the people I have been counseling. All of us, we die to God. Because this death that I'm talking about is called submission. When you begin to submit to the Lord, you are like a dead person. And God controls your life, leads you. He directs your path. Some of us, we have surpassed the level of obedience. Because obedience, you make a choice. Submission, you don't make a choice. You just follow. To quote you, who quote? time uima ndangati mofika pamenepo ndi ambuye akati pereka sabato ovula kupereka uyenda bwanji bea mwapita kwanu. That's what we call submission. Are we together? So, mamuna, you die once to the Lord. That's why. But the lady dies twice. He dies to God and he has to die also to the man. Are we together? Because if you don't die, umachulido urindiwe womwano. Mamuna amene akudanda mkazi wanga sama ndikonda. Mamuna ameneyo sazi wazachikondi. Chifwa mkazi sama gonda. Mkazi amamvera. Haa? Haleluya. Nde ukamati ndamulola uyu. Nde mulibe ambuye. Ukukafa kwa satana. Hello. You are going to die to the devil himself. I've just made it so clear without subtracting anything. No wonder that relationship will take you away from God. Will take you away from the call of God. You will lose your fire because you have died to somebody who doesn't submit to God. But if you die to somebody who submit to God, you discover your call in God will not come to an end because you have entered into a relationship. That person respects God. Imitate me as I'm also imitating who? Christ. You can follow me because I'm following Christ. So actually you are not necessarily following me. You are following Christ. You are not actually submitting to me. You are submitting to who? Christ. Ndeo kana kuti ndikusala mamuna akuje sakuletsa. Aza sala. That's why when you are believers it becomes easy for you to be submitting to one another. Because God is in the picture. How many of you have learned something already? That's the danger of just saying yes to anybody. If you're a brother and you're in a relationship right now, work on your spiritual stand. Because you can't lead somebody who is more spiritual than you. You make the lady kuti atsitse mastepe yake pangono kuti akupange akomodetiwe. Zimakaso sakala bwino. Kuti atakamba mikoni za anointing. Sister apanga nizime zimazisata kwambiri ndi. Za giving. My levels inyo tatipangira. We are fit of what I know. Cover me, my sister. Cover me. So every brother, this doesn't matter whether you get into a relationship now or 70 years to come. Work on your spiritual stand. Hallelujah. Say with me, I work on my spiritual stand. That you can cover your children. I've been married now for 7 years. My children have never been admitted. They just leave. They are well covered. Mazim. Spiritual mazim. Hallelujah. Amen. It's very important. And if you're in a relationship and you know you are already with, work on your speech. You can imagine a brother in the service. So you know magona era. That's a spiritual era. You are supposed to push yourself to be strong. Say with me, I am strong. Brother, You attend one service, say, Mama, and then I'm tired, I want to sleep. Are you sure you are a little man? You want to sleep. Sunday, you want to sleep. I want to sleep. That will never be your life. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, identity. Discover your identity. A very good relationship will never take you away from your core of God. Three, define the passions or ambitions of your life. The first two things were spiritual. The second one, the third one is carnal, but it can also be spiritual. Define the passions or ambitions of your life. You see, you have likes. How many of you have things that you like? You have things that you like. Hallelujah. You take the spiritual things there, but there are also things that you love, you like. They also define who should be your partner. Like, there are people, let me put it, like me as a man of God. I love praying. I love studying the word of God. I need to hook around with somebody who honors what I love, who respects what I love. Otherwise, he will kill my passion. Let me put it to some of you. Amen. You see, there are people that are very passionate with the school. You know what I mean? They don't want to end with a degree. They want a PhD. They want to be a doctor. You hook around with somebody. Now, that doesn't mean you should also partner with somebody I'm going to school. You can partner with somebody I'm in a secondary school, coma, I'm a conduit, could you open a school? Hello. Hallelujah. I'm dealing with a relationship. The man is a business person. Not here. The brother is a business person. The lady is a school person. Then I said, you have to agree and find out from one another. Otherwise, you'll be in trouble if you don't agree. Because hata ukakulowesa nkalasi, iwe pamene klasi unathana nayo, unapeza diploma. Are you getting what I'm telling you? There are other people, they will push you to study. Why do you want them to get a degree? No, I just want you to have a degree. Why? No, I just want you to have a degree. All what I want is a degree. In your shape, there should be a degree. These have to be defined well. Otherwise, you will do what you don't want. Aza kuveka zimalaya zolemba 50 uku. Zidionji. Brother, chechitika nijani. Zimene my passions ake. Angani kazapeza mamona ndizamudani, ndizamveka. How many of you know that when I got sent to that completely within trap of what did? Manja la gasinta. Sakuzifuna koma kunyumba. Uzika seda. Iyo, iponya. Kuzunguli ya sofika. Because my passions, my likes. Hallelujah. I am the only one in my family who didn't marry at my village. I am the only one in my family. Everybody married Kumunzi. Right this Sunday 8, I told my grandmother, I will never marry here. If I out war, I'll marry here. It's because I'll get one of these white ladies. Because my home came clean. So I always used to see white people coming from other countries. I said, but me, I will never take anyone. Is it in the scripture? No. Okay, now, dina kwa tina zungu, ay. Akali mpaka tati, eh. You should be flexible with this. Koma ndugu gamba joncho, because you can partner with somebody, ndugu mula, when you are not happy inside. The place of love is the place of happiness. Don't get married to somebody because Abusa achitakunia kuti tinachiona muzimu. It won't work. It doesn't work in that way. What I do, if somebody comes, I say, go and try. Akakugana, it's okay. Usakwatire chifanyo kuti ndanena ndini. Usamulole chifanyo kuti ndanena ndini. Find out if you love the person. Chikondi chosuma ita kuchipepelea utambwe chibwele chikondi ambwete chibwele tsani sindu kuchiva. No, when you find your right partner, love immediately shows up. It's not something that you work it in a tongues. Oh God, please bring it, rabasata reba baba. No, it doesn't work like that, because it's God that connects two hearts. And when God connects you, you don't find it difficult to love the person. It doesn't matter whether it's too dark or too light. Have you heard what I've just said? Amen. Define these things. Every time when people come and I ask them, why did you say yes? Why did you propose this person? Most people, they will tell me spiritual things. I love their passion in prayer. I said, ah, Chechi Muja Moriso sister, kuti samali, can't have been peru wambi. We won't kondi lanji. Chifaka zasi ya bempeo, ndero zabi ita dukwa sister wina uja. Amene mori relationship iban. Ambili, musa nazweso spiritual stand. Muna akonda jina jaki cha mtu weo. Musa nafeseso nizizalo muna ngonkonda. Buta ngomuona. How many understand what I'm talking about? Some of you can't understand this because not yet time. Praise God. So be true to yourself. Wasn't it in Angobula and the year? Then did that. No. But soon I'm Konde, Kane. Otherwise, almost hunger for a time. Agazabula win, I was Amu Puetega. Enanu, let me communicate this. You know what I'm talking about? You know, genuinely, I don't like the person, but he's the person who is available now. So I just want somebody to be in my company, to be with me. But it's not serious. No wonder I got to go and get no later. 2 years has passed. 3 years has passed. Because you know you don't like the person. The best way is to be single, be alone. Don't be in a relationship. Because when you get into a relationship, be committed. Let me stop there. Put your hands together, Jesus, if I helped you. Questions. How can I know the perfect man? Have I answered that person? I've already answered you. Okay. Apart from the defining your passions, I also, there was